Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Knight Rider. Tonight's topic, they're coming. And I don't mean Al-Qaeda, the North Koreans, or the Iranians. Let's get right to it. They're coming. No, not Al-Qaeda, not the Russians, not the Chinese, the Syrians, the North Koreans, the Iranians, the white Aryan racists, or the militia crowd. Who then? They are the mindless zombies masquerading in the guise of Tea Party subscribers. Anything that moves or happens in this country that aims for progress or enlightenment will be pounced upon like a vampire pounces on his intended victim. Go for the jugular. Give no quarter ever. And then, when not seeking to eviscerate anything that smacks of true forward human development, they will instead take any tidbit of news and blow it up out of all proportion, merely to go after so-called big government. How about the IRS scandal? Look, when you apply for a 501c3 or 501c4 status, you're supposed to be a nonprofit and exclusively engaged in social welfare activities. Anything with a Tea Party moniker in their title or description is certainly none of that. But more importantly, the real reason those Tea Party groups all flooded the IRS in 2010 with their 501c4 applications was solely at the behest of the billionaire titans who could then donate their money anonymously to these groups who were, for all intents and purposes, political. Okay, now, how about the AP press scandal? There are actually two incidents that triggered the Department of Justice's wiretapping of 20 AP reporters over a two-month period, one of which occurred back in 2009. Let's see now. Maybe the one in 2009 with the North Korean specialist, Stephen Jin Woo Kim, a State Department security advisor, who in 2009 was in fact indicted for statecraft improprieties. Mr. Kim was the individual who passed on national security classified information on North Korean strategy of missile test launches, which were in turn purely in and as a response to the international sanctions levied against North Korea. This juicy bit of classified info was passed on by Mr. Kim to one James Rosen, Fox News' Washington correspondent. And in so doing, the CIA's embedded operative in North Korea was outed. His cover was blown, all because Mr. James Rosen simply had to announce it. The other incident involved a leak of the fact that the CIA had an embedded mole in an Al-Qaeda cell in Yemen. This particular operative had found out that the Al-Qaeda had perfected an advanced underwear bomb and was ready to use it. On top of this, the CIA-embedded Yemen-based Al-Qaeda operative was to serve as the actual suicide bomber. Once his identity was leaked to the press, you guessed it, his cover was blown. The two incidents I just relayed are legitimate state secrets. If anybody would like to say otherwise, please do so. I would like to be convinced otherwise, but I think any person with a reasonable amount of intelligence would surmise that these particular incidents constitute legitimate state secrets. Both of these situations, the AP ended up publishing this particular information, and so the White House was justifiably went ballistic. Now, that just leaves us with the Benghazi scandal, where our embassy in Libya was overrun and four Americans killed last fall. Let's just say that the so-called talking points that the zombie crazies, i.e. Tea Party baggers, harp on incessantly were in fact crafted by the CIA, not, I repeat, not the White House. The White House released the entire bulk of emails recently, and in no way was there anything found in them to give any credence to the Tea Party bomb throwers, i.e. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, assertions or allegations of a cover-up. And as I've written previously, the Defense Secretary, former Defense Secretary, a good Republican, Robert Gates, summed it up succinctly, quote, "There's no there there," unquote. So, where the fucking fuck is the scandals or scandals? Where is the so-called Sturm und Drang? They are coming. Nothing will be done in Congress in the way of any meaningful legislation until November 2014. It's gotten so bad that Senate Leader Harry Reid is threatening to invoke the nuclear option, a vote to dismantle the 60-vote filibuster rule currently in place. Just to be clear, the president's just to have an up or down vote on the president's upcoming judicial nominees. Reid has indicated to the GOP that they have until July to go along, to get along, or he'll just simply pull the trigger and scuttle the filibuster rule as it applies to judicial nominees. Then there is Obamacare to be enforced by 2014. Hell, a good many states are standing idly by and not even attempting to set up the necessary insurance exchanges that are the integral component of this particular program. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius is trotting around the country meeting with private medical groups trying to set up these exchanges. And then for the clincher, President Obama's speech last Thursday on the war on care or terrorism. In a word, he said this nation must become more disciplined on national security or we would be embroiled in endless wars. This is perhaps the most definitive statement on U.S. foreign policy since Eisenhower's 1961 farewell speech warning us of the dangers of the military-industrial complex. They are coming. I keep using that refrain. They are coming. Well, we're going to come to that. I am talking about the Tea Party and its promoters, its hangers-on, its groupies, funders, enablers. They must be ground to dust. Just like as we are trying to grind any and all Al-Qaeda operatives to dust. The enemy is within. The only way this country will fall is from within. And anybody who doesn't get it, just simply better take another Xantex or Prozac or just get a lobotomy. Well, that's it for this broadcast. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Knight Rider saying thanks for listening. Stay well. Keep it lit. And now we're signing off.